What's up? This is your boy DJ Glock right here on another episode of the Ultimate Engine Show. Yet again, another week, and unfortunately this week we do not have our boy DJ Eli. He is missing in action, MIA. Not really missing, but yeah, he is not here currently. So of course you have your boy DJ Glock right here on the show, and I'm never afraid to do this alone because, I mean, we've been pushing Ultimate Engines, you and I, since day one. So it's never really an alone thing, you know. I mean, you're listening to me and I'm speaking to you. So, well, guess what? We've got ourselves some company. So this is a show to warm you up this evening here in South Africa, Johannesburg. The weather's been pretty weird because it was like hot for this whole summer season that is beginning, and all of a sudden it's now like cold. Like on Monday it was literally hot, and if you check at the weather now, it's like raining, not raining hard, but it's sort of like drizzling and there's a lot of cold air. And generally in this weather, unless if you are there driving in your car, you don't feel like moving around. You feel like this is the type of weather where you just chill at home in your blankets, on your heater, drinking that hot coffee, you know, and just having a break. But you know, we love our work, we love what we do, and as much as we'd like to stay in the blankets, we gotta do what we gotta do, man. You gotta go out there and do something with your life. Be out there. Do not chill at home in the cold weather. Anyway, I'm talking about weather. This is the Ultimate Engine Show. It's about cars. Although weather does affect cars in one way or another. I mean, you know, this is a car show. Ultimate Engines on Active FM. And yeah, basically our topic today is going to be about cars in general. So we're talking cars all round, everything that we can discuss, talking about cars. So you better stay tuned in. This is going to be an awesome show. And do not zone out. Get somebody to listen with you, or if maybe you're speaking to that special someone, or it could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a spouse, whoever it is, just get them to listen to our show online, on Iono, obviously, on iono.fm, or you can take them to our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, and tell them about the Ultimate Engine Show, because this is a show to listen to, and you're at the place to be. So, by the way, whenever you're listening to an Active FM show, it doesn't matter where you are, what you are doing, but then once you are listening to an Active FM show, you are at the place to be, because literally the Active FM show creates a hotspot, so you don't want to miss out on that. So if you want to know where you can catch us, you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za, which is our website. You can catch us on Instagram, which is @activefm777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is @activefm. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /activefm. Those are our platforms. You can also catch us on Google Podcast. You can also catch us on Apple Podcast. Tune into the show. This show is rather very awesome. And like I always say, we have the best content, the best Christian content. We have the Christian alternative of what you get outside in the world and all the rubbish. And this is just basically an amazing show that you do want to listen to. Do not sleep on us. We are working time in and time out, working hard to give you the best content. So yes, please bear with us, and we promise to get better and to deliver more effectively, and also for you to enjoy the shows. It's not just for us to waste time or for us to spend time on the mic recording and basically just coming to do this for nothing. But we believe that we got good stuff to share with you, and I believe we can keep you entertained. So listen to this track and we'll be right back.
Let's just say I heard the truth. fire, baby.
From the cove, I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blind and they knew all the words to my songs. I was stage diving, then I signed my name on their clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it vivid in my dreams, then it turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me most. Yeah, yeah. Look at Lil T from the cove. I was 16 when my first homie got murdered in the cold blood. Hold up. Lil T, it's a cold world. Keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken. He said, young T, destined for greatness. That's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah. I say amen with praying hands. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Look T, he ballin' like Will Chamberlain. High stove, cook up the dough, come and taste it. Hallelujah, amen. Rose gold chain with the praying hands. Young T, that stand for greatness, that's my alias. Zoom off in the spaceship with my aliens. Yeah, look at Lil T from the cove. I was 18 when I first laid down that vocal on the Pro Tools. Trent said, you got the whole juice. Up that soul food, Braswell. You gon' make it out for real, yeah. I was trying to make it, fighting against the odds. Car was broke down, I was unemployed. I was selling dope, charge after charge. I knew I was slacking. I was supposed to travel international shows all across the world, all across the world.
Okay, so we are back for our topic. Now, generally, we're going to be speaking about cars, which is obvious. And like I said in the intro, we are speaking about cars overall, all-around cars. So we could go from basically how to keep your car. We could go to what to expect of a car, you know, car specs and all of that. But we're just going to talk about cars generally. And the idea behind the mind of a young man or anyone that's thinking about a car, what comes to their head, you know. I mean, generally, as a guy, I've always loved cars from a young age. I've shared in previous shows that I fell in love with Mercedes-Benz because when I was a kid, I was like so in love with my dad. Like, obviously, in a child and father type of relationship, he was a good father, still is. And I'm still his son. He's not dead, by the way. And yes, so I generally had this close relationship with my dad, and he used to drive Mercedes, so I had like this influence that was built into me because I loved his car. And it was an old vintage Mercedes. I believe he used to drive E-Class that time. And yeah, so he used to ride in a Mercedes, and I always used to love that car. And that's where my love for Mercedes-Benz came about, and I did not even regret it 1 minute, because if you look at the beautiful stuff that Mercedes is producing right now, my goodness, they are on levels. Talk about classy cars, not to mention the interior of those vehicles. I mean, performance-wise, Mercedes is also doing the most. They're just giving you the best of everything. Judging from the car structure, the way it looks, it's already a car that is eye-catching. Just looking at that car, it's a very, very beautiful car, very beautiful brand and make. And, you know, Mercedes never fails. They always deliver the best. You look at the interior of the car, they have comfortable seats, depending on the type of car and what also you prefer, how you're ordering your car and stuff like that. You get beautiful leather seats, or you just get comfortable, normal material that come on your seats. But it's not basic material that you get. It's like it's like very comfortable, and with the systems that are put in place, your GPS system, your technology that is put in your car, it's really awesome to see. And obviously with these days, we have the cars have similar features, and because we are advancing in technology, you'll see that most of the car brands have similar features in terms of technology. Obviously others are more advanced than the rest, and it all basically just goes with the type of car that you're going. Obviously the more expensive, more popular car that you are purchasing, it'll obviously make the price higher, meaning that you'll get more valuable stuff, but also the gadgets and the tech that is in that car is far advanced compared to the other cars. But like I said, I fell in love with Mercedes from a young age, and that's basically the car that I love. But basically there are many cars out there that we love and many cars that we appreciate. Like, I mean, there's just cars in general are a beautiful thing that mankind has brought to creation, because now if you look back in the days, our mode of transportation was difficult. You'd either have to travel through a horse carriage or through a donkey, and I'm not sure if bicycles were invented yet, but they had bicycles in the previous time. But basically we had carriages, horse carriages, or you'd ride on a donkey, and I wouldn't say that's very comfortable. Plus it's not that effective, because now if you look at cars are able to move much faster than horses and donkeys. I mean, when you travel horses and donkeys, you still have to provide food for them and water, which you do with a car. You have to obviously check when you're having a car, you obviously have to have gas, and your gas is what keeps your car going. And obviously without the gas, which is actually fuel, your car is obviously not able to move. Same with a horse. But now the thing is, when you travel with a horse or with a donkey, your donkey or your horse has to take a break and maybe have some water and something to eat, which is probably going to take you about, depending on how much your horse or your donkey eats and how much they drink and how much time they need to rest, it could take a while with your car. The only time you're taking a rest is while you're putting in fuel, which shouldn't take you longer than a minute or 2 minutes. You just stop at the gas station, get some fuel, and you're off to go. So cars are a beautiful innovation that has actually came to our world and to our societies. And big ups to all the guys that have put in the work, put in the efforts, and the success that we have now. I mean, these days, we know in the olden days that cars were not so affordable, but these days we have cars that are expensive, and you also have cars that are affordable, and anyone generally can drive a car. Obviously you have to have the right type of budget and finance and everything, but you can just get a low fuel efficient car that is cost effective, and that's not going to eat too much out of your pocket, that you know you can handle. But yeah, cars are beautiful, man. They help you to get from point A to point B in a fast amount of time that you could have got to on a horse or on a carriage. Imagine, for those of you that are in South Africa, if you're not in South Africa, you can Google. Imagine you have to move from Johannesburg in Gauteng all the way to the Western Cape, which is another province. Western Cape is another province in South Africa, so is Gauteng. Johannesburg is a city. So moving all the way to the Western Cape, and let's say, for example, the motherland, which is Cape Town. So moving all the way from Johannesburg to Cape Town, how long will it take you on a horse or on a donkey? It's going to take a while, because it's not like you're going to ride the horse on full speed or make the donkey run on full speed. That's not a legit thing, you know. So cars are beautiful, because now when you're traveling in a car, it'll probably, depending on how you're driving, if you're doing all nighters going fully without stopping, it'll probably take you like a day and a half. And if you're obviously having a few gaps in between where you want to take a break, it's probably going to take you close to 2 days, if not 2 days exactly. But yeah, that's basically what a car does. And these days, cars is not only necessarily about transport, but we also use it in luxurious terms. You know, if you want to maybe show off for some reason, or you just enjoy buying beautiful cars, brand new cars all the time, well, if you can do it, do you. Do not hold back, because anybody's going to think anything. So we have cars that we use basically for transport, and also cars that we use to basically flash around. And we obviously have different cars. You have your compact road cars, which are for traveling from point A to point B, and then you have your sporty cars, which are for adventure, which also take you from point A to point B. But generally people that buy sports cars are adventurous people, and they're they could be adrenaline junkies or just adventure seeking, like I said, and they want to drive sports cars because they want to get that experience. And I'm that type of a guy. I won't buy a beautiful car that is expensive and also very fast just to drive it 60 kilometers per hour. Like, tell me that is not ridiculous. Who wants to drive at 60 kilometers per hour at their... Who would want to drive 60 kilometers per hour on a road? That's like legit the most boring thing that you could ever do. Driving at 60 kilometers per hour. And you know your car can go up to 200, 300k. Let's say, for example, 250 to 300k. I mean, when I get inside that car, I want to step on the gas, man. I want to make the cops know that Glory is in town. DJ Glory is in town and he's doing the most. But the only unfortunate thing is obviously I could get myself arrested or get a ticket. So obviously I'm not encouraging you to go and do the illegal things. If you can, go on a racetrack, you know, and pay the owners, the people that are managing the racetrack, and take your car for a beautiful spin because you deserve it. Your car deserves it too. I mean, you buy a car that can go 250 to 300 Ks per hour and you're not even allowing it to reach its full potential. So you buy a car, you purchase it, and you do not allow it to perform its full duty. So what was the point? That was actually a waste of money. So get to a racetrack and, you know, do the thing. Satisfy yourself, satisfy your car and your desire to do the most with that car. I mean, cars are amazing, and like all the adrenaline junkies out there, you wouldn't want to drive a car 60 kilometers per hour. Once you hit 100 to 120, yes, now you're starting to speak our language, because now we're starting to move fast, and basically that's why we want new cars. So those are basically for sports cars. People who like sports cars are gonna go for sports cars, who like adrenaline and like to go fast. And like I said, you have compact cars and you have road cars, and you also have cars that are specifically for racing. And obviously depending on the type of racing they do, there will be different cars. But yeah, you get cars like that that we use that are for racing and stuff like that. So yeah, like drag race, maybe you use, depending on what type of car you prefer in the type of races. But generally, especially from what we've seen in movies, that like movies such as Fast and Furious, muscle cars or like pure American muscle cars are the best for drag racing. And then you also get your Formula One racing cars. I don't know if there's a description for this type of cars, but yeah, those are your Formula One type of cars. And basically those are ones used in Formula One type racing, formula racing. And yeah, cars have basically a different purpose. But now here's the thing, a lot of times we have cars but we don't know what to do with the cars anymore, because let's say for example we're just a young teen who's going to adulthood and you have a car but you don't have much purpose for it. Or maybe you have a car and you have purpose for it but you don't know how to maintain it. Those are both wrong, because if you don't have a purpose for your car, you'll end up doing something that is going to cause it to be wrecked, or you're going to give it away. But if you have a car and you don't know how to maintain it, you're going to wreck it, it's going to get damaged and you won't be able to drive it anymore. So either way, you have to spend money. So please do make sure that you know how to maintain your car. Make sure that you're always constantly checking the oil, make sure you're checking the water, and make sure that they're both full. And yeah, you'll be good to go, man. Make sure obviously you do your maintenance, you check your car's interior and everything, make sure everything's running smoothly. And obviously as you drive your car over the years, it's going to die eventually. It's not meant to last forever. So you want to take care of your car, check your water, take your water levels, check your oil. Make sure that your tank is always full. Make sure that when you're filling up your gas, if you've never driven before or taking your car to the petrol station, don't leave your car engine on while you're filling up gas. You're going to die, like an immediate death. You're going to burn to ashes. Then people really have something to worry about, to actually be concerned that you are not alive anymore. And that's because you're not following simple protocol. So make sure that your car is alright. Make sure that everything is good. And before we go in deeper into our topic and close, let's take a quick breather, chillax, and listen to this. Yeah.
It's your boy CJ. You're listening to Active FM. You know what it is. Time to turn the world upside down.
Hey guys, listen, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What? So now Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Active FM, Christ Music is Hot Music. Yeah, so we're back for our last segment of the Ultimate Engine Show. You know how we do it. This is how we do it. Okay, so let's get back into our topic. You know, we keep it locked, we keep it real, and I hope you've been enjoying this show. It's cold out here, like I said, in Johannesburg, South Africa. And man, it is cold. I sometimes wish I was in my blankets, but you know, we got to work because this is what we do. We keep it real, and when you keep it real, you cannot be sitting at home doing nothing, because then, man, you're just being like a bug that's laying around. So you know how we doing on the Ultimate Engine Show. We keep it real and we talking about everything cars. We're going all around cars. And basically, if you like to say anything about the show, if you want to speak to me personally, you can catch me. I'm on Facebook as Gloretina, Gloretina. That's me on Facebook, Gloretina. And you know what? You can comment on Facebook. You can send me a message, personal DM. If you want to hit me up, you're free to do that. Just be careful. If I don't respond to you soon, just know that I haven't been online on Facebook much, man. I'm not that much of a social media guy. But you can catch me eventually. I will see your message and I will reply to you. So don't be afraid. Do the most. Let's create a Ultimate Engines movement and we'll get a lot of car fans, adrenaline junkies to listen to this show and get the best of the best content right here on the show where we do the most. You know what I'm talking about. And yes, so we were talking about car maintenance earlier, making sure you got gas so that you don't get stuck on the road, because that also causes accidents. Check your water levels, check your oil levels and stuff like that on your car and stuff like that. And you know, that's how you do the most and that's how you keep your car safe. And let's go into a bit of customization, because you know that sometimes maybe you just have a car that is not as good looking, or you a person that's artistic or creative and you want to make your car look extra special. Well, that's why you have pimping. And if we were in America, I was gonna say that y'all should hit up Pimp My Ride. I don't even know if that stuff's still running and stuff like that. But basically, customizing your car, like customizing is something that is big and it's broad. It's not just one thing. It's not just changing the paint of your car and adding a few vinyls. Basically, it could be different things. It's changing your number plate. But bear in mind that when you change your number plate, you have to re-register your number plate if you've registered at the registration company as a normal number plate. You have to obviously re-register it so that it can be recognized and you don't get stopped on the road and arrested because you decided to just put your own stuff. So a nice thing that you could do is maybe put your name on your number plate. That way we know it's customly personalized and stuff like that. And you could pimp your car, you know, put it maybe the specific color that you feel like. Nah, you know what, my car is blue, but I feel like it would look better in orange and black, or red and black rather. Yeah, and maybe change your rims, you know, depending on how much money you have, because customizing your car also, especially here in Joburg, if you do not have a standard income that is like big, not in Joburg but in SA, if you do not have a standard income that is big and that sustains you well, customizing your car, you'll have to save up a bit, but it's at the same time, it's worth it. So customizing your car also helps you to, you know, keep everything alive. You know, your car doesn't have to be old and boring. It refreshes and it also keeps your mind alive. It helps you notice your car more and take care of your car, and it just gives you that edge. You have that confidence on the road while you're driving, because now you know everybody gonna be looking at you with that pimped out car. So don't be afraid, man. Do the most. You can change your number plates. Cool car customizations also, like you put LED lights under your car. Just that I'm not sure if that's exactly legal, especially here in Joburg, because there are people that put their own type of LED lights. Like you get some drivers that put blue LED lights or headlights on their car, and the cops will actually stop you for that. Even the car, that the lights that are surrounding your number plates, if you put it, especially without authorization, you could get arrested. Now, you also have to be careful, because putting blue lights and red lights, that's the lights of the popos, man, of the cops. So you'd want to avoid putting those lights on, because now the cops could arrest you. What you could do is get a different color, like green or yellow, but obviously check if it's authorized and it's roadworthy, road safe too, because some people are colorblind, some people might not be able to see your colors. So be careful of the colors that you're putting on your car. But do not, if you feel like you want to do the most in customizing your car, do not be afraid. Do the most. You gotta do it. Do not be afraid. So yeah, this is me, DJ Grass, signing out. Right here on the Ultimate Engine Show, and you know how we do it. We do the most, we keep it real, we keep it locked. Unfortunately, I have to love you and leave you, but I won't just leave you like that. We got a whole lot of awesome shows right here on Active FM that you can listen to, such as the new show with Cynthia, and like she always says, you know, you can call her Gigs. We have What's the Topic with Nash. We have mixes with DJ Moore, House and EDM sessions. You have the Get Down Sessions, which is done by myself, DJ Grau. Please listen to that mix. Man, it's a whole lot of awesome music. You want to listen to that. And yeah, we have a whole lot of shows such as Rhymes and Poetry, which is Nosy Lee. And a whole lot more. We got shows on activefm.co.za, www.activefm.co.za, or on iono.fm, or you can catch us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM. You can catch us on Instagram, which is @ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is @ActiveFM. And you can also catch us on Google Podcasts and on Apple Podcasts. You can catch me personally on Facebook as Gloirtina, which is G-L-O-I-R-E. T-S-I-N-A. Gloirtina, G-L-O-I-R-E-T-S-I-N-A. This is your boy DJ Gloir, yet again, signing out. Peace and enjoy your evening. Hope you have that hot cup of coffee, tea, whatever you love to drink, and enjoy.
Cry's music is hot music.
Cry's music is hot music.
Crying out day by day, and by night I find no rest.